Hi, I'm Rebecca Hart Franklin from ISO1 Movies, and you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 132 and a half. It's going to be a mini episode, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to be focusing only on me. That's right, it's going to be a little bit egocentric, because I got a couple things I want to talk about here. And so with that, let me just first of all remind you that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or your MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I mentioned that quite a while ago, about 6 weeks ago, that I am enjoying Hardcore History, the extremely unauthorized story of ECW by Scott E. Williams. I haven't finished the book just yet, but I'm working at it. And let me just tell you, they got not only that book, but literally all types of pro wrestling books, if that's what you're into. But it doesn't matter. Whatever genre you're into, Audible has it for you. So to download your free audiobook today, just go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. All right, so the first news that I want to talk about is that I have a new girlfriend. That's right. I don't talk much about relationships sometimes on this podcast. And to be quite honest with you, after 132 episodes, I'm not sure what I've divulged and what I haven't. But in January, my previous relationship was over. And for the last 8 months, I kind of just have been kind of just going through the motions of life, you know what I mean? And about 3 weeks ago, I met a very nice young lady, and we went out on a date, and we've had like 5 or 6 dates after that, and we just have a great time, and it's really going well, and I'm very happy that we are seeing each other, and I have all the confidence in the world that we will continue to have a great time and enjoy each other's company. So that's one thing that I wanted to share and get that off my chest, that, you know, I'm now no longer a single man. And that's a good thing. So let's talk about some other good things that are going on with yours truly. This past weekend, I spent Sunday on a movie set. Now, I've talked a little bit about my desire to be involved in the film community, especially here in Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, this past summer, I partook in the 48-hour film festival, being a part of Proximity House, which was a very, very good project, a very interesting project. I played a police officer and also helped out behind the scenes. So when Gregory Pruden and Derek Stewart had a new project that they wanted to do, which is for the MOFA 3 Weeks of Terror, which means basically that's a competition for horror films. Right around October is when it happens. And so you get 3 weeks, not 48 hours, to create a film. And Greg had contacted me and asked me if I was interested in helping out. And I went out this Sunday to Gahanna and shot all day. I ended up being more behind the camera. I was a grip and also took care of some of the audio because the audio guy had to leave early. So I grabbed the boom mic and, did what I needed to do. And I really appreciate the opportunity to partake in that film. Hopefully here it'll be wrapped up and maybe be a award-winning film when the competition rolls around, which I gotta be honest, I know it's the end of October, but I don't know the specific date as to when the screening and the judging actually occurs. But so, I totally forgot to mention that the name of the psychological horror film that I worked on is called Her House, Her Rules. So look for it to be at the MOFA 3 Weeks of Terror competition. So, all right. You know, I got to just mention this too. And it's another positive thing that's going on here is 2,300 visitors to PVDcast.com last month. That is the best month I've ever had. And I love saying that because it wasn't too long ago where I said like 1,800 was the best month I've ever had. And I appreciate it. I just really do. It's awesome to get positive feedback about something that you're passionate about. And I'm certainly passionate about this podcast. And speaking of podcasts, I'm going to be appearing as a guest on the Three Geeks podcast this Sunday, which will be October 1st. Jason and the guys are celebrating their 100th episode, and they've asked several guests to come on and talk about their experiences and on the Three Geeks podcast, and I'm very excited for it. And I kind of remember my 100th episode, which kind of was a little bit nerve-wracking because, truth be told, I got into a little bit of a rut where I couldn't find guests. I just couldn't find anybody. And so it kind of got delayed for a couple of weeks, and eventually Rich Trask came on, and it turned out to be an awesome episode. Rich is a very funny guy. He's an illustrator and an artist that worked on a lot of projects for Nick's Comics. He's also a photographer. We talked about our fear of the Incredible Hulk. It was just a great episode. And by the way, I'm just going to plug it real quick. If you get an opportunity to go back in the archives and listen to that episode, it turned out to be a very funny, interesting, and informative episode, as every episode of the PVD cast is, let's just be honest. But nonetheless, I'm very happy to be appearing again this Sunday, October 1st, on the Three Geeks podcast. I'm proud that those guys are getting to their 100th episode. And, you know, I'm also proud, just to be quite frank with you all, I'm very proud to be part of this podcast community here in Central Ohio. I mean, there's a lot of great people who are out there doing some really awesome podcasting. And that, my friends, it is a good thing, and that's a positive thing. You know, the more that you have people out there doing it, whether they have a big, giant budget behind them, or as I always like to close every podcast with, if they're independent and they're righteous, that's all that matters, man, is that they're doing it. And I encourage anybody out there that wants to share their thoughts, their opinions on what they are passionate about, start a podcast. That's step one. That's what you got to do. Just start doing it. Don't ask questions. Just go and do it. Well, speaking of my passions, you know one of them is hockey. And you know we are about 1 week away from the start of the NHL season. And I love hockey. I always have. I always will. I'm very looking forward to this season. You know, the Vegas Golden Knights are joining the league. So there's going to be 31 teams. I'm interested to see how that is going to pan out. And, you know, I'm just interested in seeing who comes out on top next spring when the Stanley Cup is lifted. I mean, I got some thoughts, I got some predictions, but I'm going to be honest. I'm going to hold on to them for a little bit because you know why? Because I want to have a guest come on to talk about the upcoming NHL season, and not just any guest. Oh, no. There's a gentleman out there, and I'm going to kind of call him out. There's a gentleman out there, and I've talked about him before on this podcast. He goes by the name of Slosser. He is at Urinating Tree on Twitter. And he's also at Urinating Tree on YouTube. And this guy makes some of the most informative, funny, entertaining videos about sports that you'll find anywhere. Hell, he even does some on NASCAR. And I never would have thought about, you know, the ins and outs of NASCAR and some of the things he points out. I would love to have him come on this podcast. So here you go. I'm calling it out. Slosser, I formally invite you, I cordially invite you to get in touch with me. Come on the PVD cast. We'll talk about the upcoming NHL season. Now, we ain't got a lot of time, bruh. I just said bruh, like I'm some type of surfer from Malibu, California. We don't have a lot of time, dude. So you got to get in touch with me. I've been all over Twitter kind of calling him out because I got to be honest, I don't know how else to get in touch with him. But I really want to have him come on and share his humor, his insight about the upcoming season. So let's make it happen, dude. Let's make it happen. Get in touch with me. All right. Get in touch with me. DM me or tweet me or whatever. All right. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen real soon. So All right. Hey, let's talk about some other things I'm passionate about, because again, as I said at the beginning of this episode, it's going to be all about me. All right. So let's talk about a little professional wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. I got to be honest, I didn't watch No Mercy this past weekend because, as I mentioned, I was on a movie set. By the time I got home, it was about 9:30, and I didn't even really turn it on. From what I read of the results, I kind of believe that the whole No Mercy pay-per-view was a little bit of a letdown. It didn't sound like not much happened. It just was another one of those throwaway pay-per-views. It's nothing more than a giant-sized Raw. But while we're talking about disappointments in professional wrestling, I'm going to throw this out there, too. On Friday, the 22nd, it was Death Before Dishonor for Ring of Honor. And though I didn't get the pay-per-view, I was interested in one match, and that was the main event, in which the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes defended the ROH World Championship against Minoru Suzuki. And I was really interested in this match because Suzuki's got the reputation of, well, being one tough son of a bitch, one badass that you don't want to F with. You know, he has a mixed martial arts background. He's just a menacing looking dude. Like, if I met that dude in the middle of the night in an alley, I'd shit my pants. All right. And I was really looking forward to hearing that this match was epic. And from all reports, it was kind of just meh. And I'm kind of disappointed by that. I really am. I was hoping that it was going to be much better than that. But everybody has, you know, a bad show, you know, or a bad showing or a bad match. But and I'm not saying it was awful. From what I heard, it was just very mediocre. So, hey, but let's talk about some other professional wrestling coming up. And you know what? I always talk about it, and I'm very happy to be part of it again. On October 14th, the Dustin Bettendorf Invitational, the sixth one, is happening. And I'm very happy to be part of it. You know, it's an opportunity to give my talents to an event that helps somebody. You know, all of the proceeds for this event, the DBI, goes to fund drug education and drug awareness programs in Northeastern Ohio, and I'm very happy to be part of it again. The event is taking place in a new facility in Canal Fulton, Ohio, the Rock Gym and Activity Center, on, of course, as I mentioned, October 14th, which is a Saturday. It kicks off at 7 p.m., and like I said, it's just an awesome opportunity to come out, catch some great wrestling, have a good time, and give to a good cause. Because, you know, as it's been mentioned many times here, when the DBI rolls around, that, you know, this addiction that is going around, that so many people in the state of Ohio and so many people in the United States have, that they need help. And to do something to help those folks, I'm honored to be a part of it every single year. So look for me there at the DBI coming up in October. Let's talk about OCW, Ohio Championship Wrestling. They're back in action this Saturday in Dalton, Ohio at the Midwest Community Center. They are presenting the Wayne County WrestleFest. 7 o'clock is when the matches will start, and very special guest Al Snow is coming. And let me tell you right now, if you have never seen Al Snow live, if you have never seen Al Snow wrestle in your community or in your town, you need to go out and catch him because he is very entertaining. He's a character. I'm just telling you that right now. He is a character. It's not really much of a gimmick. He's really that wacky, folks. So you don't want to miss Al Snow in Dalton, Ohio. If you need to check out any information for this show, simply just go to ocwrestling.net. And I also almost forgot to tell you where you can find out about the DBI, and that's, of course, just by going to Facebook and looking for the Dustin Bettendorf Invitational, and all the information about where you can get tickets and whatnot is right there at your fingertips. The last thing that I want to talk about real quick is, of course, if you haven't checked out New Ohio Wrestling on the Fight Network, you need to. All five shows are up there. It's free to download the app for the Fight Network, so you have no excuses. You're going to hear me call some great action in the ring, and if you haven't checked it out, do so. I mean, seriously, you won't regret it. I'm very happy on how things turned out with my commentary, although I got to be honest with you, I got a little bit of some improvement to do, but probably iron that out for now six. But if you haven't checked out New Ohio Wrestling, please do so. All right, with that, we're getting up to about 15 minutes, so I'm going to start wrapping things up here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you how you can get in touch with me. There's several different ways you can. Obviously, you can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can leave me a note if you like, or a message, as the kids might say. The kids don't say that. I don't even know why I said that. Anyways, you can leave me a message on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, and that's, of course, facebook.com/PVDcast. And there are seven different ways where you can get your hands on this great podcast like you don't already know. PVDcast.com, the official online home of yours truly, is a great place to start. But it's also available through iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Pod Paradise, and of course, the Echo Network. So just choose whichever way is easiest for you. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm done talking about myself. Oh my God, that sounded so arrogant. But anyways, I'm done talking, ladies and gentlemen. So I will chat on each and every one of you later. And until then, stay righteous and stay independent.